Johnson & Son, the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat, bring you another of their quarter hours with Mr. Tom Powers. This well-known actor and writer will do for you another of his original life studies. It is called Emergency Stand By. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Tom Powers.
Flying has changed so since I used to go wandering around among the clouds that I began with some trepidation to plan tonight's life study. Those dear old jennies on which we learned to fly during the war seem amazingly fragile bits of mechanism. Nobody admires the modern pilots more than that crowd of splendid fellows with whom I had the privilege of serving during the war. Consider the single item of speed. We learned to fly on a lot of dear old crates that could get up to 85. We learned to fly on a lot of dear old crates that could get up to 85 miles an hour if you were lucky and kept her nose well down. But the love of flying was not less thrilling to us then than it is to these modern boys. When I was a cadet in the Royal Flying Corps too many years ago, I wrote some verses about that thrill. When the cool night air begins to stir with a whispering morning breeze, I climb to my seat in my cap of fur and lift to the engine's regular whir as the sun climbs over the trees. Then I wave them away and I heave me a sigh as I feel her begin to crawl. And I smile as the gong goes rushing by, for I know that the sun and the wind and I together will play in the morning sky with the birds and the clouds and all. So ho for a flip in the morning air through the cool, crisp, crackling breeze. With never a thought and never a care for the laws and the flaws of the world down there, of men and houses and trees. The sun shines out from its nest of cloud and gleams on my golden wings. I sail through the skies and laugh aloud above the creeping, crawling crowd at the thrill of joy it brings. I hide from the sun in a mountain of snow, where I dive through gleaming white. Then down through a misty gray I go with lightning speed, and I never know how far the hills will lie below when I flash into blinding light. So ho for a flip in the morning sky, through the clouds that the sun rays kiss. I'll pray when I crash and come to die for golden wings and a chance to fly. What could be better than this? Does that make you understand a little how these boys feel who go sky-hooting through the blue? Before I do my life study for you, listen for a moment while Howard Claney tells you something about the already well-known product whose sale, which I hope this program may augment, is of great interest to him and to me. Can you guess why?
Perhaps you think of floor polishing as a pretty difficult business. Then let me tell you how very easy it is to have shining, polished floors without one bit of rubbing or buffing. Use Johnson's Glow Coat, the remarkable new type of liquid floor polish that shines as it dries without help from you. Simply spread Glow Coat lightly over the floor or linoleum with a soft cloth or the long-handled Glow Coat applier. You don't have to bear down or rub it in. Glow Coat dries in 20 minutes to a beautiful bright polish that will keep your floors clean and shining for weeks at a time. We just ask you to try Johnson's Glow Coat. We know you'll become an enthusiastic user after the first trial. And now Mr. Powers asks you to picture Barton, a modern transport pilot, talking to Las Lunas Field by shortwave radio. Johnny, his co-pilot, sits beside him, and the passengers and a very sick girl are in the cabin behind them as the plane goes tearing through the night over New Mexico. Emergency, stand by.
Barton, in 241, calling Las Lunas. Barton, in 241, calling Las Lunas.
Barton, okay, go ahead.
Hello, Bug. Barton in 241, Guyenas to Las Lunas, over Guyenas River, 2,500 feet, overcast, heavy stuff. Take this, there's a lot of it. Approaching Harville, I was directed by Bolivar Airport to make a landing at Harville Emergency Field. Landed just after dark, 932, and boy, does that field need some work done on it. Pick up emergency case, appendicitis, Ethel Bevins, B-E-V-I-N-S. Husband Samuel Bevins is in Las Lunas already. Bolivar operator promised to get hold of him and have him at your airport when we get in. Take this. Doctor at Harville says advise Las Lunas Hospital. Prepare, operate immediately. Miss Harris, our stewardess, reports patient okay.
Okay. Heavy snowstorm from north northeast.
I got that. Heavy snowstorm from north northeast. Well, hold it off 10 minutes, Bugs, and I'll bring the patient in before the first flake flutters.
What's that?
Never mind. Skip it. It was poetry. That's all. Well, Johnny, nice, neat little blizzard trying to sneak in between us and Las Lunas. Go back and tell that poor kid her husband's on his way out to the field now. Tell Harris to be sure to put a pillow between her and her landing belt. Say, did you see what she had in her hand when we carried her in? Her baby's shoe. For good luck, she said. Barton in 241 calling Las Lunas. Barton calling Las Lunas.
Okay, go ahead, Barton.
Say, were you right? Here comes the snow. Ha! And here we go into it. Goodbye, ceiling. Climbing up to get above it, 3,500 feet.
That's all right, you better come back.
Listen, baby, we can't go back.
It's a blizzard.
Yeah, well, snow or no snow, Toots, we've got to get this gal to the hospital soon.
What about the regulations?
Yeah, the guy that wrote those regulations met them for transport ships. This one's just been converted into an ambulance. Yeah, and I know what it says on page 304. In an emergency, the pilot may be converted into an ambulance. In an emergency, the pilot makes all decisions.
There ain't no page 304.
Well, it would say it if there was a page 304. Oh, well, come up here and stop me. It's no top yet.
Hey, Mark, Mr. Bevins is here.
Hey, who did you say is there?
Bevins.
Her husband. Well, I guess he's worried sick. Say, get him in. Say, get him in the radio tower. Let me talk to him. It might cheer him up, poor guy.
He's in here now.
Is he? Oh, can he hear me?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bevins. Listen, this is Barton, the pilot that's bringing your wife from Harville. We're up here in the dark, coming along about 200 miles an hour. Dr. Schultz took your baby over to his house. I'll tell her you're waiting for her. Baby's shoe for good luck, she said. Don't you worry, she's fine. Better stay in the waiting room while we land. You can trade on your uncle's...
Okay.
Oh, it's you, Miss Harris. How is she? Not bad as that, huh? Is Johnny with her? Yeah. Well, I'll try to put the bus down without a jolt. Oh, here's Johnny. You better go back, Miss Harris, and tell her husband is at the airport with an ambulance waiting. What's that, Johnny? She sent me what? I'll be darned. Yeah, I'll keep it here in my... I'll be darned. I'll land easy on this snow. I hope this baby's shoe kicks me all over the town of Las Lunas. Yeah, that word of advice from Bugs to help us in through this stuff. Barton calling Las Lunas. Barton calling Las Lunas. Barton calling Las Lunas. Las Lunas. Barton calling Las Lunas. Barton in 241 calling Las Lunas. Calling Las Lunas. Better try somebody else. Barton in 241 calling Las Lunas. Barton in 241 calling Las Lunas. Las Lunas. Barton, Las Lunas. Barton calling Las Lunas. Barton, Las Lunas. Barton calling Las Lunas. Barton calling Las Lunas. Barton in 241 calling Las Lunas. Calling Las Lunas. Better try somebody else. Barton in 241 calling Bolivar Airport. Calling Bolivar Airport. Calling Las Lunas. Hey, Johnny, go in and tell the passengers to buckle on their safety belts while I keep trying. Barton in 241 calling Las Lunas. Barton in 241 calling Las Lunas. Barton in 241 calling Bolivar. Barton in 241 calling practically anybody. Rudy Valley, Mae West, Adolf Hitler. Barton in 241 calling Shirley Temple. Hey, Las Lunas, how do you think I'm going to land on your cockeyed stubble field if you don't help me a little? Oh, is that you, Bugs? Hey, Bugs, Las Lunas. If you can hear me, set out some lights on the field. We'll be in before they can flicker a flick. Oh, how is she, Johnny? Hot dog. No, I can't hear a thing, but I think he's getting me all right. If you can hear me, Bugs, I ought to be just passing over beacon 366. Going to switch onto the beam and fly in blind. Yeah, keep pinching your left ear for luck. So long. Keep your eye on the altimeter, Johnny. Here we go, onto the beam. We're left of our course, Johnny. Now we're still left. If we can keep on that steady note, it'll lead us in. Read me the altitudes as I drop down. I'll try to pick up those landing lights. But we couldn't see the goddess of liberty tonight, not till she prodded us with her torch in the fuselage. 1,450 feet. There we go, off to the right. Okay, 1,300. God pity the poor postman on a night like this. Yep, 1,200. Yeah, we ought to be over the reservoir by now. But I couldn't see Times Square. Yeah, I better try Bugs again. Barton calling Las Lunas. 1100. Listen, Bugs, in case you can hear me, about over the reservoir on the beam. 1100. Patient fine. Keep the lights at home burning. Here I come. We're off to the right. There we are. Here, Johnny. Yep, 1,000 feet. Open your window and see if you can see those blinking lights. 900. It sure is a blizzard. Yeah, how deep do you think the snow will be on the field? 800. Did you tell the passengers it was all just a lot of fun and that we love diving through this stuff? 700. Can you see anything? Put your belt on, Johnny. Do what I tell you. There we are. Do what I tell you. 600 feet. No use bumping your nose off if I don't make it. Put it on. That's right. 500. Can you see the ground at all? I can't either. We ought to be nearly over the beam. Let's wait for it to cut out. There she goes. We're right over the beam at 500. That's swell. That makes it about perfect. And here we go. Watch the altimeter, Johnny. Hey, pat that baby's shoe in my pocket for good luck, will you? 400 feet. Here we go. This is one of those tricks that you never know if you'll get a medal or have your license taken away. 300. Right again. This is no time to... attaboy. 220. Stick your head out, Johnny, and see if... 150. See if I've gone blind or if his lights are not on. 100 feet. For the Lord's sake, Johnny, can't you see anything? Hey, this is getting pretty dirt. Never mind. There they are. I see them. Good old Bugs. He did hear me. He can cut me all he wants after this. 50 feet. Here we go. Right over the hangars and down onto the... Wait. Easy now. Down we go. There you are, Johnny. Taxi us in, will you, across the field. Snow's not too deep yet. Well, Miss Harris, did you stand the landing all right? Well, tell her it was the baby's shoe that brought us luck. Well, Johnny, I'll switch on to Bugs and let him tell me what he thinks of me while you taxi us in through this snow. Yeah, here we are on the ground once more. Patient doing fine. Wayne office wants me. Well, tell him to hold the phone till Johnny gets us across this field. But before I find out whether I get a medal or get fired, I've got a date with myself to drink a little help. Yeah, out of a lady's shoe. Oh, they're grand guys, these modern pilots. Safe, sane, sure, efficient, the best type of American. Next week, I'm going to do a life study that's near to my heart. But I mustn't tell you about it until I've given Glowcoat a chance at you. Howard Claney knows all about Glowcoat, and if you don't, before the series is ended, I'm determined it shall not be his fault nor mine. Here he is. Don't go away now.
This is the time of year to get your floors in condition for the winter. You'll save yourself hours of work between now and Christmas if you go over your floors and linoleum with Johnson's Glowcoat. Almost immediately, they will take on a beautiful, bright polish without one bit of rubbing or buffing. Glowcoat is so easy to use. It changes dull, dingy floors into shining floors, right before your eyes. Indeed, Glowcoat is the finest polish of its kind that can be made. It was developed after years of research in the famous Johnson's Wax Laboratories. Now may I make this suggestion. Buy Glowcoat in the larger size can, and you will save as much as one-third on the cost. And now, Mr. Powers.
Next Thursday's life study is of an old friend of mine, an uneducated philosopher. I call it Handyman. I hope you'll listen. You keep on writing me if you like these things. I enjoy answering your letters. Good night.
Just as the best housekeepers use Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Glowcoat to keep their houses clean and shining, so the most particular car owners keep their cars sparkling with Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. You have just heard Mr. Tom Powers in an original life study, Emergency, Stand By. Mr. Powers is brought to you every Thursday night at 7:45 by the makers of Johnson's Wax. This is the National Broadcasting Company.